138. O ye beloved of the Lord, the kingdom of God is founded upon equity and justice, and also upon mercy, compassion, and kindness to every living soul. Strive ye then with all your heart to treat compassionately all humankind, except for those who have some selfish private motive or some disease of the soul. Kindness cannot be shown the tyrant, the deceiver, or the thief, because far from awakening them to the error of their ways, it maketh them to continue in their perversity as before. No matter how much kindliness ye may expend upon the liar, he will but lie the more, for he believeth you to be deceived, while ye understand him but too well, and only remain silent out of your extreme compassion. Briefly, it is not only their fellow human beings that the beloved of God must treat with mercy and compassion, rather must they show forth the utmost loving kindness to every living creature. For in all physical respects, and where the animal spirit is concerned, the self-same feelings are shared by animal and man. Man hath not grasped this truth, however, and he believeth that physical sensations are confined to human beings. Wherefore is he unjust to the animals, and cruel? And yet in truth, what difference is there when it cometh to physical sensations? The feelings are one and the same, whether ye inflict pain on man or on beast. There is no difference here whatever. And indeed, ye do worse to harm an animal. For man hath a language, he can lodge a complaint, he can cry out and moan. If injured, he can have recourse to the authorities, and these will protect him from his aggressor. But the hapless beast is mute, able neither to express its hurt nor take its case to the authorities. If a man inflict 1,000 ills upon a beast, it can neither ward him off with speech nor hale him into court. Therefore it is essential that ye show forth the utmost consideration to the animal, and that ye be even kinder to him than to your fellow man. Train your children from their earliest days to be infinitely tender and loving to animals. If an animal be sick, let the children try to heal it. If it be hungry, let them feed it. If thirsty, let them quench its thirst. If weary, let them see that it rests. Most human beings are sinners, but the beasts are innocent. Surely those without sin should receive the most kindness and love, all except animals which are harmful, such as bloodthirsty wolves, such as poisonous snakes, and similar pernicious creatures, the reason being that kindness to these is an injustice to human beings and to other animals as well. If, for example, ye be tender-hearted toward a wolf, this is but tyranny to a sheep, for a wolf will destroy a whole flock of sheep. A rabid dog, if given the chance, can kill 1,000 animals and men. Therefore, compassion shown to wild and ravening beasts is cruelty to the peaceful ones, and so the harmful must be dealt with. But to blessed animals, the utmost kindness must be shown, the more the better. Tenderness and loving kindness are basic principles of God's heavenly kingdom. Ye should most carefully bear this matter in mind.